Sagt der Heilige Mishna weiter, man sagt es, Bechayreis, Perik Tes, Mishna Vav, Kal Haneladim, all the animals that are born in the herd. Me Echad B'Tishrei ad Esim B'Tishrei B'El, from the first day of Tishrei, until, which is almost an entire year, the 29th day of El, the next year. So you have Tishrei, Cheshvin, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, one Adar, sometimes two Adars. Nisan Ir, Sivan, Tammuz of El. Hari Elu Mitzdarfin, you can connect all of these behemoths to bring them into the pen for Maisras. Is this consistent with all the shitas we learned about in the previous Mishnah? So the Batanura says, not necessarily. This goes according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisra Behema. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter. Chamisha, five of the animals were born Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before the Rosh Hashanah of Maisra Behema. The Chamisha, and five of them were born Li'acha Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah. Einam Mitzdarfin, then you can't connect them. I can't say, well, I have 10, let me take off one and say it's Maisra Behema. It doesn't work that way. You cannot be Mitzdarf last year's Behemoths and this year's Behemoths. But, Chamisha, if you have five that were born Lifnei Hagarin, before one of the deadlines, one of the three deadlines, the Chazal said that by now you have to give Maisra Behema. The Chamisha were five that were born La'achar Hagarin, after the deadline, but it was on the same year, Harela Mitzdarfin. You could connect it and say, okay, the 10th one is Maisra, even though some of these were born before one of the three deadlines throughout the year, and the other was born after the Gairin. Frek the Mishnah, Imken, if that's the case, so lama, legabi what, nemer, shalish, groinus, and Maisra Behema. So why are there three deadlines if you can connect the one from before to the one afterward? And for the Mishnah, no, here's what they're for. Sha'achli hagia Gairin before the deadline. Again, the Gairin means the cutoff point. Really, Gairin is a threshing floor, but we're using the term Gairin. We're borrowing it from Maisra on Tfuah, where once it's piled up on the threshing floor, you can no longer use it without taking off Maisras. So in regard to the three Gronis of Maisra Behema, Sha'achalai Hagia Gairin, before that time, Mutter Lemker Velishchek. You can sell your Behemas, you can shech them, even without taking off Maisra. But Hagia Gairin, once the Gairin time comes, one of these three times, according to the respective Shitas, Lo Yishchek, you can't shech it, and you can't sell it. You have to first make sure one behemoth is designated for Maisra Behema. The Goyrin makes all the behemoths that didn't have Maisras yet, Tevel Midrabanan, because Min HaTorah, as we explained, there's no Tevel by Maisra Behema. The Im, if a person was over the Shach and then he shechted one of the behemoths without taking of Maisr, Pater is Pater on the Einish. And for that matter, explains the Batanur that the behemoth is Mutter Biachila. The Gabi Tevel of Tfua, there's a Chi of Misa B'de Shemayim. But over here, there's no so he would be Patru on Einish. So, chazring over. Basically, the Mishnah is telling us that yes, there are three, like, Geronois, deadlines, the Chazal instituted, but that's only to say that once you reach that time of the year, one of those three times in the year, you can no longer sell or shech the behema without designating Maisra Behema. We'll soon see how you do it. But as far as which behemas you can put together and count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, as they come through, and the 10th one is Maisra, you can take one from before the Gairin, one from after the Gairin, as long as they're in the same year. And that same year would be, and this is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, would be from Echad B'Tishrei until the next 29 days in Elul.